I'm going to let you in on a bit of a secret. And this is a secret of how I actually create so much content week on week. And while I've shared bits and pieces of this over time, I've never put it into one singular piece of content. And while the method might seem simple, I think there are aspects of it, or rather the flow of it, which you might find useful. So let me explain. Welcome to another episode of the Varun Dugi Show, where I give you some insights, some learnings, some stuff I'm using, rather mind musing over, which can help you in your work, life, and everything in between. Today I want to talk to you about how I actually generate ideas, especially around the kind of content I create. Now, I create a lot of content on a weekly basis. I do this podcast, which goes out twice a week. I also create another podcast called Advertising is Dead that goes out once a week. This show has been going on for 50 plus episodes. Advertising is Dead is almost hitting 150 episodes. I also write a weekly newsletter, which is just going to complete a year now, very soon. And I've also been working on a book, which is out next year. I also create content on social media, YouTube, everywhere else. So yeah, I create a lot of content. And I do that on a weekly basis. So how do I do that? The foundational aspect of that is when you want to create a piece of content, you don't start thinking of the idea then. In an ideal scenario, it doesn't happen all the time. What you need to do is build a bank for yourself. Build a bank of stuff you found, references, excerpts, quotes, anything which you think could spark an idea, and store them away. You know, keep a notebook, take screenshots, you know, make an album out of those screenshots. Save stuff you find on Instagram, Pinterest, make a playlist on YouTube. Find any and every method. If you read a lot of books, use an app called Readwise. It's been a game changer for me. And so have these multiple banks of idea sparks in your, you know, at your disposal. So when you actually sit down, oftentimes all you need to do is run through these and something will spark. And if you actually do get an idea at a random time, make a note of it. Keep a scribble. I have these multiple notes on my phone, all titled scribble. And they're just filled with one-liner, two-liner ideas. For a piece of content, something around work. There's something that when I read it, it'll just spark something in my mind. And I do this on a always-on basis. I do this every hour of every day. When something hits me, just put it down. Because a great idea doesn't just hit you when you want it to hit you. It hits you at the most random times. Find periods in your day which give you space. For me, that's when I work out and go to the loo in the morning. We all great ideas in the loo when you're taking a shower, etc. And then what I also try and do, and I've been doing this for a while now, is that I never take an idea by itself. I'll take an idea from one place. I'll take a way to put it out as a perspective or a treatment from another place. Put them together. And I try to add my own perspective to it, my own experience to it. Something that connects it to me. And by connecting it to me, it makes it unique to me, right? As much as there is no new idea in this world. There are only ideas from a newer perspective. And once you start looking at it from that lens, it just changes your mind. It just makes you look at it differently, you know. And this whole aspect of collecting ideas, right? I mean, one of my favorite books in recent years to read was Steal Like an Artist by Austin Kleon. And there's a line in that. He says, your job is to collect good ideas. The more good ideas you collect, the more you can choose from them, or rather, which of them to be influenced by. So keep collecting ideas. The more ideas you collect, the better ideas you can generate. The only rule is, don't take someone's idea and just put it out there like it's yours. Add your perspective with it. Merge it with another idea as well. Because if you don't find a spin to it, then you're just plain stealing. But if you add your spin to it, you're stealing like an artist. Little corny, I know. But I want to know, what do you think? What do you think of this method that I have? Because it's been great for me. I want to know if there's something you do as well. You can let me know and DM me at @warundugi on most social platforms, or you can write into me at hellos@warundugi.com. I'll catch you guys on another episode in a few days of the Warundugi Show. Got a few ideas already stored away for that one. Till then, take care and cheers.